Good afternoon, everyone. It is my pleasure to welcome you to our first season of Kids Live. Kids Live takes children and their families on an enriching cultural and educational journey, including musical performances, live theater, opportunities to meet authors and illustrators, and much more. Kids Live programs feature presenters who reflect the rich diversity of New York City and help young audiences develop their creativity, talents, and love for learning. We would like to thank the Katerina and Andrea C. Drakopoulos Family Endowment for Young Audiences who have made this event possible. This afternoon, we are delighted to celebrate the centennial of the Stephen A. Schwartzman Building with a very special storytelling festival. Performers from the Story Center, Inc. of New York City will weave tales and spin yarns for listeners of all ages. Now, please welcome the president of the Storytelling Center of New York City, the wonderful Robin Beatty.
Ladies and gentlewomen, how are you?
Great.
Nana, how are you?
Great.
Are you amazing?
Yeah.
Are you incredible?
Yeah.
Are you ridiculous?
Yeah.
Excellent. Put your hands together, let's clap, clap.
Hello, 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 and how are you?
Well, I'm fine, and I hope that you're fine too. Everybody, rub your hands together. Make them hot, 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 hot. Oh, if it doesn't hot enough, excuse me, adults, please close your eyes. Every adult, close your eyes. Kids is what you're going to do. Okay, now that you've done what I... Okay, adults, you can open up your eyes. Rub your hands together and make them really hot. Now blow on them three times. Throw it back up. Pull it down. One, two, three. Squash them.
Let them get big.
Let him get small.
Let them get tall.
Let him get short.
Let them get wide.
And narrow.
And wide.
And narrow. And clap the magic. One,
two,
three. Take a little bit. Eat it up.
Take a little bit. Put it in your pocket.
And take the last bit. If you don't have a pocket, extremely important thing to know. Thank you so much. If you don't have a pocket, you have a magic pocket. Take the last bit and put it in your heart. And clap your heart. One,
two, three.
And that's because stories and songs come from the heart of the storyteller, and are told to the heart of the listeners. Now I'm gonna tell you a song, and you, well, now how can you tell a song? Because songs are stories, and stories are songs. And I want you to listen to it. You might know it, but the truth is I can't do it alone, much as I'd like to, because I have a really good friend here, Regina Rest. Come on out, Regina. Yeah, yeah, here, go on over. Can we give her a big round of applause? Oh, yeah, also, excuse me. Everybody, my name is Robin, and this is Regina. Can you say hello, Regina?
Hello, everybody. Nice to see you.
Do you want to grab that mic just in case? Just in case she can't be heard, though.
Okay.
She's got a big voice.
Let's see. Is it on? Yes, it is.
Are you guys ready? Are you, excuse me, are you guys ready?
No!
Oh, I just love it when they're not ready. Because that means if you do get ready, we did something real good. So we're going to sing a song and tell you a story, or sing a story and tell you a song. And it goes like this. One, two. A one, two, three. And once upon a time, a long time ago, there were these billy goats who lived in a meadow. There was a big one. Can we go, meh?
Meh.
And a middle-sized one, meh.
Meh.
And an itty-bitty baby one,
meh. Meh.
Well, they all lived together happily in a meadow by a stream, eating grass and leaves,
eating grass and leaves,
eating flowers and trees,
eating flowers and trees.
And sometimes they ate
trash.
Trash?
Trash. Oh.
Can we try that together? Eating grass and leaves, flowers and trees, and sometimes they ate trash. Well, one day they looked around and what did they see? Oh, my goodness.
What did they see?
There wasn't enough left to eat.
Oh, no.
So the big one, can you get your big one horns up? The big one said,
we're going to have to do something.
Yeah, we're going to really have to do something. What do we do?
Well, the middle one said, I don't really know.
Can we say that?
I don't really know.
I don't really know.
And the littlest one said, we can go across the bridge.
Can we go across the bridge? Can we go across the bridge?
But
can
then the, big one said, meh.
Meh.
We can't do that.
No, we can't do that.
Because underneath the bridge is a great big...
Do you guys know what's underneath that bridge? What is it? Call it out.
A troll? Oh, no.
And you know what the troll's gonna do? He's gonna eat you
up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what trolls do.
That's what they do.
That is what they do.
I know. I don't like to. Do you like trolls?
But the middle one said, I've got an idea. Let's put our heads together. Let's make a plan, because that's what good friends do. And brothers and sisters and moms and daddies too. Yes, that's what they do. You guys ready to do it? So go to somebody just next to you and go,
heads together, make a plan. That's what good friends do.
And that's what they did.
They did. Did you put your heads together? Everybody, I didn't see all those heads together.
Well, they got ready. First, it was the littlest one. You got your little horns going? And the little one went a trip, trap, trip, trap, a trip, trip, trap, a trip, trap, trip, trap across the bridge. Let's try it. A trip, trap, trip, trap, a trip, trip, trap. Oh, nice. Trip, trap, trip, trap across the bridge. Well, they were about. The littlest one was halfway across the bridge when all of a sudden a great big ugly arm came out. And another great big ugly arm came out. Oh, a great big ugly face came out. And great big ugly legs came out and said, Hey there. Oh, you guys look scary. Can everybody, let's see everybody.
We're just having fun.
Who are you going across my bridge? I'm gonna eat you up.
But the littlest billy goat, she knew exactly what to say. She went, oh, no.
No, no, no.
Don't eat me.
Don't eat us.
I'm just a little billy goat.
I'm just a little billy goat.
Wait for my big brothers and sisters.
My big brothers and sisters are coming and
there'll be more to eat.
And there'll be more to eat.
Now, you may not know this about big trolls or big bullies or big nasties, but they're not so smart. And the big trolls thought,
More is better. Can you go? Off with you.
And the little one went trip, trap, trip, trap, a trip, trip, trap. A trip, trap, trip, trap across the bridge. A trip, trap, trip, trap, a trip, trip, trap. A trip, trap, trip, trap across the bridge.
Well, now it's time for the middle-sized one. Are you guys ready? All right, you got your horns going.
All right,
and a trip, a trap, 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 a trip, a trap,
across the bridge.
Let's do it.
A trip, a trap, 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 across the bridge.
Well, he was about halfway across the bridge a great big ugly arm came out. Let's see your big gray arm. And another great big ugly arm came out. A great big ugly leg came out. And another great big ugly leg came out. It was the... Oh, my goodness. And what came after the arms and the legs? The...
Head.
Ooh, that is totally gross. Are you sure we shouldn't just leave the head back there?
Do toes have heads?
Well, whatever. He said, "Who are you going across my bridge? I'm going to eat you up."
No.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, no.
But the middle billy goat, he was so cool. He knew exactly what to do. Are you ready? Get it up here.
Oh, don't eat me.
Don't eat me.
I'm just the middle billy goat.
I'm just a little billy goat.
Oh, wait for my big brother to
wait
come.
Wait for my big brothers.
There'll be more to eat.
There'll be more to eat.
And now you know what it is about bullies. They look big and mean, but they often can't think past what's like right immediately in front of them. So he said, bigger is better.
Wow. Yeah, I want more.
Off with you.
Get
and the middle one went, a trip, trip, a trap, a 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 trip, a trap, across the bridge. Are you ready to get for the big one? Because he was ready, too. He went, trip, trap, trip, trap, trip, trap. Across
the
bridge. Well, he was about halfway across the bridge when a great big ugly arm came out. And a great big ugly arm came out. A great big ugly leg came out. A great big ugly leg came out. And then came the... And then came the... And then came the... And he said, who are you going across my bridge? I'm going to eat you up. Well, the big billy goat, he was big. Can you get big? He was strong. Can you get strong? He was good looking. Can you get good looking? He crossed his forelegs. Can you cross your forelegs? And he said, I don't think you're going to eat me. Can you say that?
I don't think you're going to eat me.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. And with that, oh, that big billy goat, he just wanted to get across the bridge. He was hungry, and he saw there was a lot of grass and, you know, grass and leaves and flowering trees. And he got his horns. Can you get your big horns?
Horns.
Get them up in the air, and
horns.
Then he put them down, and he went, one,
two,
three, and he pushed. Pushed, pushed, pushed.
Pushed.
The troll. Into the water!
Yay! Bravo! Ole!
And when he was in the water, what did he do? He went,
A trip, trap, trip, trap, trip, trap, across
the bridge.
That's what the big billy goat did. Well, the three billy goats were now over on the other side. There was so much grass and leaves. So they sat there together and laughed. And the three billy goats lived happily ever after the end. Give yourselves a big round of applause.
And bravo.
Thank you, my friend Regina Rest.
Thank you, Robin, for letting me play with you. I'll see you all later.